Hi everyone, my name is Rachel. If you follow me on my social media platforms, then you know me as Ray Aminu. I am first a wife and also the mom of four beautiful girls. Yes, four. And I am a family attorney. I am the managing attorney at Aminu Law Firm. It's a family law practice based in Houston, Texas. And when I'm not doing any of those things, I sing at my local church and also I speak to other attorneys, assisting them with their work and speaking to women about how to thrive in both motherhood and marketplace. That is one of my many passions. And today I am here to give you five tips to thrive both in motherhood and marketplace. Let's get right into it. So my first tip is time management. Time is something that most women do struggle with, especially mothers. When you have that little one, definitely time flies. And sometimes it feels, especially with infants, like time is slowly crawling by. Or if you still have a baby bump, you just can't wait to hold that little one in your arm. But in order to thrive in both marketplace and also as a mother, it is essential to fully grasp the use of time. Say it after me. Time is my friend. Absolutely. Time is your friend. And you can use time when you're working on a project. If you have a business, this is the time for you to write down the list of things that you want to get done in a day or for the week. What are your goals? Write them down. You've heard that again and again, and maybe you've heard someone else tell you that. That is one of the things that I've utilized, and it's really helped me. As a mom, it really helps my kids with knowing what to expect in the day. I try to tell them what to expect. This is what mommy has going on. This is what daddy has going on. And this is the list of things that you need to do apart from going to school, whether they need to come back, do homework, or they have science projects. You know that when they get that homework, the parents have to be involved. So it's really you doing the homework and assisting them with it. So it is very important to use time. Definitely, time is your best friend. Use it to your advantage. So how do you manage time? You can go ahead and start with the list of things that you do routinely. I have routines for my kids, especially when they're in school. They'll be resuming school after the Christmas break. They'll start, I believe, next week. So once school starts, they know this is what we do. We wake up by 6:30 and then you get ready for school. Mommy drops you off at school and then I pick them up usually after school because their dad worked late. And then once I pick them up, then we're back home. Go ahead and get undressed. Do your assignments, do your homework. I give them a little break time. And that's the time they go outside in the backyard, they play. And during that time, that's when I try to squeeze in. If there's any little thing that I need to get done, I get that done at that time. And I also ease and transition into making dinner. And usually by the time dad comes home, he's able to get a little time with them. And that time I also use to relax, you know, to unwind a bit and then prepare dinner, set the table. I also get them to help me with setting the table. It is all about time management. If you use your time wisely, you'll be amazed at the magnificent and great things that you can get done. It starts with writing it down and also put a time to it. 7 o'clock, I need to do this. By 9 o'clock, I need to do this. Tip number two, which also goes with time management, is priority. Let's face it, there are so many distractions, and sometimes they are good distractions. These are things that look good and you really want to get those things done, or you want to do that, but at the same time, it is not helpful. It doesn't fit into your schedule. We've talked about time management. Time management, now you've made your schedule, but you also need to look at priority. You need to think about the things that are important to you and your family. What are those things that you need to do, that you need to put into that schedule, into that number one. So this goes along with the first tip. The first tip in time management, now you've made your schedule. What are you going to put into that schedule? What are the things that are important to you? That's something that you may need to sit down and think about. And this is not just talking about your family, because of course this is important to you. And that's why you're here watching this video, because you're looking for ways and ways perhaps to be creative and think about, how do I balance? And that's the key word. How do you balance motherhood with marketplace and whatever platform you have right now? So think of priority. Perhaps you may have to miss hanging out with a friend and social network at work for one season because you have a toddler. When I was in law school, I had to miss a couple of social events, and perhaps those are great networking opportunities, but that was something I had to sacrifice, and that's because at the time I had a toddler. Yes, I was pregnant during law school. I had about 6 weeks of break and I had to go back, and I was nursing and still taking full-time courses in my last year of law school. I was determined to just graduate, you know, one and done, graduate and be done with, even though I was offered a semester break. But that was a sacrifice that I made. And that's something that goes with that priority. You know, think about what is important to you at this time. What are some of the events that you may not be able to attend because you need to be at home with your family, with your little ones, or even if you have teenagers that are in sports or some extracurricular activities, you may need to be there for them, to support them. And another thing you can think about in priority, it's almost like a stack method. And I call it stack method because for me and my family member to step in for that event, because I have to be at work, or I have to work late, or maybe dad is there to cheer for them and mom is at work, or mom is there to cheer for them because dad is at work. There are times we have gotten babysitters or asked friends for help. So think priority. What are the things that are most important at the moment? Third tip, that is, you can't be everything to everyone. So I call that saying no. Yes, it is okay to say no. It's okay to say no to certain activities that are not going to be helpful at the moment. It is okay to say no, even to your children, to go into that birthday party from school, you know, someone that they don't really know well. It is okay to say no at times. People will be hurt by it. However, what are you saying no to? What you say no to, you're also saying yes to everything else. When you say no to going to that birthday party, maybe your child has a classmate that they don't really know well, sugar or candy, but you're also saying yes to good health. You're saying yes to good eating habits. You're saying yes to being there, being a good parent, thinking about their future. You know, what are those things? Again, the second part of it, what are those things that matter? What are those things that are priority for the present? Tip number four, and that is consistency. It is important to be consistent. Children thrive on consistency. They need that with parents. And as a mother, I try to be consistent. Things that I'm still working on, and one of them is that consistency. They need routine because, again, they know what to expect. So it is important to be consistent, whether it is in eating, in their schedule system. And I can tell you that that will help you even with your business or your ministry or your career, because the people around you, they already know they will know that, okay, you are on time. At that moment, they know that there are times you will say yes, there are times you say no. Remember tip number three. But you are consistent in your principles. You are consistent in your value. At my work, in my office, they know that my children are important to me. They know family is important to me. And as a family attorney, you know, that is one of the major things. It's not just about hanging pictures on the wall. It's not just about saying family is important. It's about building a home. And the reason I don't have to juggle with motherhood and marketplace is because of consistency. Granted, there are some seasons of change. An example is when a new baby comes home. An example is if dad is in the military or if you have to move. Whatever the circumstance is, just do your best to be consistent, especially again in your values and in your principles. Be as consistent as you can be in what we do at home and what we don't do. And the children know what to expect. It really helps with training as a mom. It helps with training my girls how to behave, what to do, what not to do. Number five tip is be present. Oh, how many times we get so carried away and, you know, especially trying to juggle different things. It's so easy to get caught up in the future. It's so easy to get caught up with, oh, I can't wait for these kids to grow up. I can't wait for them to, you know, leave the nest, some people say. Be present. Be in the moment as much as possible. One moment they're little and the next they are grown, making their own decisions. It is important to make memories now. You know, bake cookies with them, hang out with them, take them out. It is in those little moments, those little things that they will remember and they can tell their children about that. As much as possible, be present. You may have to trade planning an extravagant birthday party for just having some intimate moment with your child. Sometimes we as mothers, we get so caught up with planning that big party, inviting friends, and that you miss just being there on the day of because you're running around and trying to make sure everyone and the guests are pleased, that they are entertained. But what about you? What about your kid? Just here to encourage you and also give you my five tips. So these are my five tips, the things that have worked well for me, and I still use these tips. I remind myself of these tips. So I'm here to share that with you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, I hope you come back next week. I try as much as possible to bring new video and new tips, new information to you every week. And I am so happy that you can be a part of my mama tribe. So let's all support one another. Drop a comment down below and do not forget to subscribe. My name is Ray, and I'm signing out. Till next time. Bye.